Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, look for hog futures to open moderately higher today, supported by short covering and bull spreading. The cattle complex should also begin on a firm basis with the help of improving carcass value and ideas of further cash market strength. Now, while a few preliminary bids could surface in midweek, don't look for any meaningful trade to develop before tomorrow or Friday. As long as the board and the cutouts avoid significant reversals, feedlot managers are likely to stick with significantly higher asking prices. And we're looking at about $105 in our part of the country. Now, the cash hog trade should resume today with basically steady bids. And to say that packers like their work will be a considerable understatement. There is more than a $20 spread between the carcass value and the cash index. This suggests that packers are receiving a $40 to $55 ahead margin. Lean futures are geared to open moderately higher today, boosted by follow-through buying and product appreciation. Now, on the grains, the crops traded in narrow ranges yesterday, with November soybeans about a penny lower after they were unable to hold early gains following another export sale to China. Harvest was in play as farmers rushed to finish what they can before widespread rain moves into the Midwest later today and through this week. Farmers are selling corn as the big harvest has filled grain bins, according to grain dealers. Now, late on Monday, USDA put the corn harvest at 61% versus the 62% average, and soybeans at 76%, which matched the average. Wheat continues to be a follower of corn and soybeans. Traders yesterday were pleased to see some U.S. wheat offered in the Egyptian tender, but some Russian and Romanian wheat had lower offers. The corn finished a penny higher yesterday in the three lead contracts in light trading, with December recovering from an early dip. Now, that touched technical support at the 20-day moving average. And again, soybeans closed mixed with November lower and deferred months mostly higher as farmers rushed to finish harvest. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, on our cattle futures, live cattle, December down 35, 103.90. February down 7, 104.55. November feeder cattle up 12 cents, 122.65. January down 37 cents at 117.70. December hogs up 142 at 44.62. February up 167, 51.37. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 1 cent, 413.5. The March up a penny, 431.5. Chicago wheat, December up 1 3/4 at 404.25. March was up about 2 1/4 cents at 426 3/4. Now, on the cotton corn futures, December up a penny, 349.25, and December up 1 cent, 359. November soybeans down 1 1/4 at 990 3/4. January unchanged at 1002 1/4. December cotton up 1, make that up 10 points now at 68.59. And March up 11 points at 69.13. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.